Everybody, and welcome to Ramblecast After Dark. My name is Jay.
I'm Jack.
I'm Nick.
I'm the bearded one.
We actually have
it. Do I not count as a beard? Ramblecast After Dark.
I think my beard's pretty good right now.
It's cute.
I'm Jack.
Well, I had to agree that I would trim it up before we had a baby, so that Carson's like, you better be more trimmed. I don't want you to get photos right now. Oh,
Jack,
weirdly beard. Well, I had to agree that I would trim it up before we had a baby, so that Carson's like, you better.
What's crazy?
Jack needs to mute his YouTube or somebody does.
Well, I had
to agree that I would trim it up before
it's off.
Baby, so that Carson's
like,
you better.
Crazy.
Right there. Is that better? Mine? That's not mine. Oh, so that fix it?
Oh, it was you.
It was me the whole time.
Hold on a second. Time out. Right away, everybody said, Jack, you got to stop. Jack, you got to stop. Everyone blamed the bald guy. It's just like Charlie Brown all over again.
Well, in all fairness, it's usually you. So.
In all fairness, it wasn't this time.
Yeah.
It's like last week when the Patriots were playing the Jaguars. I had some other things going on, but I watching the score, I go, oh, great. They're going to lose, and all the mass holes, who are they going to blame?
You.
They're going to blame me because I was rooting for them.
It's the Glatfelter curse. You are cursed.
You can never root for the fucking Patriots again.
I sent you a text in the middle of that game, Jack.
I saw it.
And it was a picture of my Apple Watch. In which my blood or my beats per minute were at 140.
Is it really that big a deal? You won like 18 Super Bowls.
It's always a big deal.
I don't know. I mean, nobody should be rooting for the Patriots. I'm sorry. Like, who cares at this point? If it's the Patriots again, it might ruin the NFL because who cares if the Patriots win another fucking Super Bowl?
The NFL ruined the NFL.
That's true. The NFL did ruin the NFL.
To be fair.
The NFL and the Patriots, I think, together ruined the NFL.
Yeah. Fucking Spanos.
That's what happens when you have a team that works hard and understands the game better than any other team in the NFL.
What the hell are you doing?
He's really painting his nails, clearly.
It looks like he's painting his nails.
No, I'm just loading the old vape.
Anyway, hopefully everybody's doing well out there. Yeah, there's some people asking... No baby yet in the Glatfelter household. I wish there was, though, because Colleen's at that like week 39.
Easy.
Get this effing baby out of me. And I feel bad for her. She's miserable right now. She's absolutely miserable. And I'm trying my best, but I there's nothing I can do. I can't carry the baby for her.
Because you're soft.
I guess.
You're weak.
I guess I'm trying my best, but I think it's just this one's going to just the baby's have to come out. But the thing is, sometimes they say it's the personality of the baby. And this baby so far in the womb has been the most chill, laid back baby ever. So I'm worried. I'm really worried. He might come late, but you know,
so he might be
fingers crossed.
He might be a you baby.
He might be, because Zach was like in the womb all the time. And this one's like doesn't move at all, hardly at all.
And Zach still doesn't stop.
That's my theory, though, but it is Colleen's baby, that the closer you're born to the winter solstice, the more laid back a person you are, so the baby's real chill. But Colleen's a winter baby, sort of.
Yeah, and she breaks that curve.
Exactly. She's the only person I know that is so hyper, but yet born in a winter month. I don't get it.
Huh. Maybe she wasn't born in the winter.
Huh? What? I mean, Colleen loves conspiracy theories, so maybe we could make one that.
Do we know
she was not born in February?
Do we know for a fact she was born in February? I wasn't there.
All we have is her parents and family's word,
and we know birth certificates would be forged. So,
careful. Have you seen an SNL skit this weekend?
Which one?
The one they're talking about in Aziz Ansari.
No, I didn't see that one yet.
Oh, well, basically, they're trying to bring it up in a dinner conversation, and every time they start taking some type of position, they're like, careful. But anyways, it was funny. I thought it was a pretty good bit about the whole situation.
I saw the one with the older couples trying to do the ad, and they kept messing up. It was, and I guess it's a real thing. It was this, this older couple was had to say.
Oh yes, it's based off a real thing. It's hilarious. Yeah.
So I saw that last. So I watched the real thing before I saw the fake one.
Uh huh.
And I was like, oh my god, that reminds me of me.
Oh, I want to. I just want to call out a comment here. Comment here in the YouTube chat. C Drake, fantastic, well respected individual, said, "Beard looking great, Jay." Thank you, C Drake. I appreciate it.
All right, well respected.
Well. Esteemed among his peers.
I've never heard you say that until he gave you a compliment.
No, he saved our house. Cedric saved our house.
Saved your house, but just think of the money you could have got from the insurance.
I don't know. We just got it, so we would really gotten. We wouldn't have made that much of a profit if we burnt down the house.
That's true. We'll save it for later.
Yeah.
You just need to get a really comfortable flannel shirt, Jay, and
that's when I have like peak dad.
Yeah, you'll Mr. Mom look, and you'll be
perfect. Gotta retire that shirt.
38, 39, whatever it took.
I haven't seen that movie in forever. That's a great one. Mr. Mom's a classic.
I thought it was 101. Is it 120, 121?
There's two different ones. Like, so when he does it, when
Mark Murrell,
yeah, when he comes in, that's what he's saying, like, what are you doing, 2020, or not 2020, 220, you wiring the whole house 2020, he's like, yeah, I mean, 220, and he's like, yeah, 220, 221, whatever it takes, and then he kind of looks at him, because he knows he doesn't know anything about electricity, and then later, when he's fantasizing about having the affair, and it's all the soap opera stuff, when she comes in and shoots him to kill him, and he's like, I love this shirt, Mark, he comes back in again. He goes, oh my god, he goes, what did you use, a 38? And she's like, I don't know, 38, 39, whatever it took.
That's right. Terry Garr.
Terry, yeah.
So Nick, he has a new filter. It must be a new Snapchat filter of some sort.
Yeah, it's irritating. It's irritating the hell out of me.
I guess it's pastels, like watercolors. I don't.
What is that? I don't know.
I think your light is messing with your camera.
I think
yeah, probably.
It's a issue with the new MacBooks. I don't want to.
Oh wow! No, bash, that's terrible.
I don't want to bash. Some people's employers here. But
so what are you saying? This is the second techno mistake we've had today so far, and it wasn't me.
it wasn't Nick's fault. It's a flaw in the new 2016 MacBook Pros.
I could never use that excuse.
It's a video card issue. Wait, a MacBook Pro having a video card issue? Never.
What?
By Apple.
I don't get it. It's never happened until tonight. I don't know what's going on.
I swear it's never happened before. You said that like you've said it before, Nick. Like you've had practice.
Had a failure.
It was pretty convincing. This has never happened to me before.
I swear. It happens to a lot of guys.
I got to say, though, I'm addicted to these little goldfish ever since, and blame Zach.
Like, I mean, they've been the same thing for like 80 years.
I never used to eat them. I got the extra cheddar cheese and the sharp cheese, whatever they are, and I'm addicted to them now.
Well, I have to say that I think that the Pepperidge Farm goldfish are easily in the top 10 best things about parenting.
Yeah, I'd put it up.
But they're also in the top 10 worst things about parenting, because you will find those things everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's why God invented vacuums.
Well, and I swear Zach somehow is able to like stow them away in places, and then months later, he'll be able to just pull them out of the different crevices in which he has hid them when he wants a snack, and we've told him, no, you need to eat real food instead of a snack, and then he'll be like, Father, I've got a secret stash over here. It's like, how long has that been sitting in there?
Well, you got to start going ahead. He won't do it if you go ahead and have the snack.
What do you mean?
He wouldn't have to go and lie and cheat
if I just gave him the snack. Sure,
just give him the snack.
Yeah, that's Jack's new grandfather policy. That wasn't around when I was a kid.
But you're teaching him how to be a liar.
No, I'm teaching him how to like have boundaries.
Is he running for public office? What the hell?
That's a good living from what I see.
Well.
Anyway, I say just give in to him and let him have what he wants.
No, because he'd be a spoiled brat.
He knows what he wants.
Yeah, and you know what happens the day after he spends the day with you? He's a spoiled brat because he's got whatever he wanted for the whole day.
Oh, no, I don't ever yell at him.
And then he's got to come back to reality of mom and dad where we say no. I don't know. Boston, have you had similar issues when your kid is with the grandparents, or do your grandparents actually set boundaries when they're with them?
Actually, my grandparents absolutely set boundaries. And if anything, my mother-in-law probably instills better values in my daughter than we do when it comes to nutrition. So, we've never really kept junk food in the house to begin with. I mean, goldfish is probably the example of the least healthy item that we have in the cabinet. I try to shop in the perimeter, the outside of the grocery store, not in the center aisles.
Yeah, our snack selection is Pirate's Booty, little packs of Pirate's Booty.
Okay.
And we've got Welch's Fruit Snacks, which are pretty darn good. The Welch's ones are fantastic, I would just say. There's different kinds. Welch's is really
good. As my mom would say, of course, made with real fruit.
Hey, at each, they have 100% vitamin C per pack. That's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
And what else? Applesauce. There's little applesauce packets, little twist-off applesauce packets.
Pure sugar. Yeah.
Well, there's more sugar in this fruit snacks than there's in the applesauce.
Probably.
So what is... I mean, I've heard of it, and I've seen, like, Pirate's Booty. It's like chips. Is it not chips for kids? What is it?
No, yeah, it is. It's like
organic corn puffs.
Yeah, basically. Okay. It's a crunchy corn puff, but they're really effing good.
They're awesome.
They're okay. So fucking good.
Well, we have Zach tomorrow. So what we do is we went out and got to the store today and got him. You know, we got him apples, carrots, bananas. You know, all the good vegetables, and the crackers we got are just 100% natural crackers, no preservatives in it. You have to eat them right away or they spoil because there's literally no preservatives. It's not like a Twinkie and stuff like that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I have cake at my mommy and daddy's house. I go, no cakes. Sorry, Zachy.
This kid, we never, ever go to McDonald's. We've gone to McDonald's once, and it was for a Paw Patrol event that they had at a McDonald's. So this guy's like, I want to go to McDonald's. I want a toy. I'm like, I wonder where he's gotten that from.
I don't. You take him to Chick-fil-A. Same thing.
Chick-fil-A is way healthier than McDonald's.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Way Chick-fil-A chicken nugget is at least chicken.
I like.
You're trying to debate the health benefits, not of alcohol, but of Chick-fil-A over McDonald's.
Chick-fil-A, come on. Chick-fil-A is better than McDonald's. At least it's a real piece of chicken.
Let's ask the
people out there.
Sure, it's a real piece of chicken.
Actually, I think McDonald's in the last couple of years has gotten a better health rating overall than Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah.
They're both an A. Yeah.
Chick-fil-A.
All right, calories in a Chick-fil-A sandwich: 440 calories.
No, I'm talking about a chicken kids meal, chicken nugget meal versus a whatever.
All right. Let's have a look here. Let's see.
We go to McDonald's. We just say we just want the apple slices.
Kids menu.
Can we have a toy with it?
All right. So we're looking at kids chicken strips without sides.
Chicken nuggets.
4-piece or 6-piece.
4-piece.
Without sides.
They have a little fruit bowl.
Yeah, cool.
All right. So here we are without sides, right?
Okay.
You know, we'll compare and contrast with McDonald's.
Yeah, that's just the chicken nuggets versus chicken nuggets.
4-piece chicken McNuggets or chicken. That was a little Tenacious D reference for you.
I need to take two of the chicken nuggets and throw them away.
Your ass. I want a 4-piece chicken McNugget. All right, so we have a 4-piece order of kids Chick-fil-A nuggets without sides and without a drink. 130 calories. That would be 6 grams of fat, 1.5 grams of saturated fat, 490 milligrams. That's 20% of your daily intake of sodium.
Whoa!
40 milligrams of cholesterol.
Man.
But 14 grams of...
Call 911 now.
14. All right, so let's go to McDonald's.
Let's see.
McDonald's. Okay. Let's see. Where can I find kids?
Chicken McNuggets.
Okay. Chicken McNuggets. 4-piece without sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Without sauce.
Yeah. We never get the sauce.
I already forgot everything from Chick-fil-A, but let's just see what we can do to remember. At 180 calories. So you got 40 extra more calories.
Yeah.
11 grams of fat, 2 grams of saturated fat,
That's a lot less than the other one.
340 milligrams of sodium, which is 6% less than.
Yeah, are we talking about the grilled chicken nuggets from Chick-fil-A?
Dude, we're comparing chicken nuggets versus chicken nuggets.
Just saying, the grilled are healthier.
There is less protein.
Less protein, see? Not as good chicken.
And the same cholesterol. So I think overall we are looking at not one being less healthy or more nutritious.
See, there you go.
No. I
the exact same thing.
How can but you say that when one has more protein than the other?
But remember, we always get apple slices at McDonald's.
You're full of shit.
Yeah, at Chick-fil-A, Jay gets say, can I have instead of the apple slices, grease? Just put grease in a bowl so like my son can drink it. I'm pretty sure that's what you do.
Yeah, that's definitely what I do.
Fun fact.
At the end of the day, your original statement of saying that Chick-fil-A is way more healthy than McDonald's has been proven to be
that's wrong. You just showed how it's twice the amount of protein in the Chick-fil-A nuggets.
No.
Yes, it's twice as much.
Okay, since one is 4 1/2 of 10.
That's 40%.
Not to mention at Chick-fil-A, you have to get a shake, whereas we're getting apple juice. Or water for Zach.
Apple juice is way worse.
Or water.
Pure sugar.
Anyway.
Fun fact.
Yes, okay. Let's hear it.
The majority of chicken nuggets from McDonald's are made in my hometown.
Wow.
No, that's it. I'm going to Burger King.
You have a picture of this nugget? I went to Burger King yesterday, and they now have a quarter pounder.
Can you? All right, piece of trivia. Let's throw this out. There are 4 shapes of McDonald's chicken nuggets. Can anyone, and the audience can play along too, name all 4 shapes?
All right, you got the boot, the drum.
They all start with the letter B.
Oh, they do?
The boot. Balls.
Boots. The balls. No, boots, bell. butt.
The beards, is that one of them?
Boots,
the butt,
bell. Bad cholesterol.
Let's see, boots, bell, baby,
and Battlestar Galactica.
Bottle, is there a bottle?
No, you got 2
or 4. I don't know.
Ball.
I said ball.
Chicken ball.
Yeah. Just so you have boot, ball. Bell and bone.
Bone.
Yeah, great.
I did say bone.
I will say I do love McDonald's chicken McNuggets with sweet and sour sauce.
Yeah, oh, wait. Can't have sauce.
I can. I'm a grown-ass man.
Bad for you.
Do whatever I want. I can do whatever I want. I'm a grown-ass man.
So I had some interesting adventures this past weekend.
That's exciting.
That is if we're done talking about chicken nuggets.
I'll talk about another fast food real quick. So I had my first Shake Shack.
Ooh, this past week. Yes.
I was very pleased.
Yeah, it's a great place.
It's very good.
Crinkle fries.
Crinkle fries, and it's actual beef. Like you could tell, like that it's actually just it's not a patty. It's just something that you know they cook. And I was like, this is really good. I didn't know it was a chain. I'd never heard of it.
That's like, something you get at Chick-fil-A. Was really good.
So yeah, I got the Smoke Shack, the little cherry pepper stuff on it, and bacon.
Awesome.
It's a great burger.
Yeah, it's a very good burger. I like it. I will say I had it first in Chicago, was not a fan in Chicago. Then I had it in L.A., and I liked it much better in L.A. than I did Chicago. So your mileage may vary on the location.
True. It's because, Culver's, which is the one out of Wisconsin, I've only had one in Utah, and I loved it. But yet there's one in Knoxville now, and most people I know have tried said it's kind of like, it's nothing special. I'm like, well, I love the one I had, but. Yeah, it just depends on, I guess, who's making it. Sorry.
So, Wisconsin, you said
John Glorious has said on the chat, I am dividing my time between chat and getting called by Angie because she got pulled over on the way to work. Anyone's friends with her on Facebook, please give her crap for me. I will be asleep soon.
I'm doing that right now. I forgot. How do you post on someone's page? How do you do that?
You post on their wall, a little thingy there.
I type. Oh, I got to click on her name first. Derp.
You're blocked.
Derp.
Someone earlier said, maybe it was C. Drake. Jack, don't you think it's a bit psychotic that you're eating goldfish in front of your goldfish?
Ooh, yeah.
He can take it.
But he hates that goldfish. He would prefer that goldfish dead, to be honest.
No, it's Zach's goldfish. It's not mine.
Still,
he picked it out.
Jack, like the second we bought this house and we have a pond out back or out on the side, and he's like, can I put the fish in there? I'm like, I guess if you wanted to die, I don't think it would make it out there. But
why? You wouldn't feed it?
No.
It's just huge.
What if it's pond animals, I don't need to feed the pond animals. They live out in the wild.
What am I going to do with this fish? It just keeps growing.
That's your fault. You bought a fish that the tank wasn't big enough for. And Zach and I went to a pet store, and apparently that sucker fish you have can get like this big.
Well, it's bigger than the goldfish.
I know. They get huge, so that tank is not big enough.
I don't know, Jack.
I've got one, too.
I'm hearing that Ruth's Chris is actually now cooking up fish on their menu.
Cool.
Best damn goldfish this side of Mason Dixon.
Jack would go to a fish restaurant and get carp.
Why do I do what everyone else does? What's the deal?
I know, I've been getting a lot of those Omaha Steak commercials on my TV lately, and it's one that I saw last was like, get what 8 steaks and 4 pork chops. Like, wait a minute. I thought this was a steakhouse. Why are we selling pork chops?
It's like the leftover crap after they get all the good stuff off the pig. It's like, all right, we got to do something with this stuff. Pork chop.
People love pork chops.
We used to get Omaha steaks a lot, and they're good, but it's hard to have a frozen steak. You know, you got to get that fresh cut.
Exactly.
You got to go right to the source.
Yeah, go to the butcher. We have a butcher shop here.
You just go right to the farm, right to the ranch.
Actually, Costco has pretty good cuts of beef, too.
Cut your own beef.
You can put your head up a butcher's ass.
Would you do that? Would you go to a place and cut the meat off the cow?
Like the dead cow?
Yeah, well, you know, right to the slaughterhouse. Would you go there and...
Well, isn't that like what a butcher is like pretty much just right out of the slaughterhouse?
No, because there's traveling time. I'm talking, boom, it's dead. Let's cut the meat.
Wasn't it like true? No, I mean, like some butcher shops are like, they got it in the back and they cut it off and shit.
Yeah, back in the 90s.
They don't kill it back there.
No, but they bring in the dead cow and they cut it out.
That's still travel time.
Back in the 90s, that they're in Nashville, downtown Nashville, there used to be a place like that where it was just called like the Butcher House or something like that. You walk in and it was just like out of Rocky. You went in there and you picked, like, I want that. You'd cut it yourself, cook it yourself, everything. It was just cheap. It was just the full experience of...
Well, that's my dad said when he was growing up, they'd raise... couple pigs, and then they'd kill the pig, and then that's how they had their bacon and their stuff. They'd have like a smokehouse down below in the basement and have fresh bacon for like 6 months.
Mic is not working, I don't think.
That's good. But then but I'm like going, okay, but you raised the pig? He goes, yeah. And I go, and then you guys killed the pig? He goes, well, we didn't. Someone came, I guess there was someone in town that came along and killed the pig if you didn't want to kill the pig. So you didn't have to kill
it. It wasn't like a pet pig. It was like, that's food. You know, you're raising food.
You're raising food, but it's different it's like you see that pig every day. You're not going, and he's looking at you like, hey, how about talking to me? Nope, you're food. Can't talk to you.
One of my coworkers actually bought he and his friend bought a cow. So they bought like they paid money. Like a, man, I don't know how much money it was, but like
starting their own ranch.
No, they bought a cow to be slaughtered. So they slaughter the cow, and then he gets like freeze dried everything, right? So he's got like a freezer in his basement with, you know, tons of fillets and tons of ground beef and all that type of stuff.
Dan has a freezer in his basement.
Yeah, he does.
It's human size.
I'm serving up seared patron this week.
Oh, before I forget, I don't see Mandy in the chat.
I don't see her. I haven't seen her.
She is not. She's not. Up to date what the Dave is. We tried to explain it to her. She didn't get it. I said, you have to go to the old Married Man show. I'll explain it now. The Married Man, I mean, what the Dave is, flying to Vegas, first time ever in a plane. It was me, Bobby Box, and Dave. And this guy, Dave, thought he was an expert on everything. And when we landed, it was kind of a rough landing. And he just, and we said, what? He goes, terrible landing. I could do better, because he was going to be a pilot. So anytime anything went wrong or stupid or just dumb, we just want to be smart asses, we just would go, giving you the Dave. So that's the Dave. You just shake your head slowly and tell him you give me the Dave. That's the Dave.
It's kind of the thing with Jack is he has a lot of these inside jokes that he thinks is hilarious, and then he just applies them to everyday life.
Right now, Jay, I'm giving you the Dave.
And he assumes everybody's on par with his inside jokes. But I will say,
have you ever given the Dave?
I shake my head at people.
Now everyone goes, shake my head, SMH.
Shake my head.
It's the Dave.
But nobody has any context for Dave, so they don't get
There's a lot. Even Dan the serial killer gets the Dave.
So you just spent the last 2.5 minutes explaining what the Dave is, and I don't know what the Dave is.
Yeah.
But that's the Jack, though. I'm giving with no context.
I'm giving you the Dave right now, Chris.
Okay.
Actually, Nick, I was hoping with some of the playoff games that we've had recently, especially the Saints Vikings game, if you maybe have a next edition of Jack's tweets game.
I wrote down a couple from two random things he did, but I don't have it with me.
I didn't watch it all. I was in San Diego on Sad News, so I really wasn't allowed to. I wasn't.
But the Saints Vikings game was before that. I'm pretty sure it was. And if there's anything that I wish that I was following was your tweets of that game, because it was such an insane.
So game. Wait, you're saying you don't follow me on Twitter?
I don't even go on Twitter. I don't use Twitter.
I'm just shaking my head. I'm giving you the Dave.
SMH.
Yeah, SMH.
No.
See, everybody gets SMH, but you're doing this thing that only you.
No, and the serial killer.
Because the serial killer is taking pity on you. He wants to soften you up before he kills you. That's the
well, as long as he's got a big freezer, that's all I care about.
He prefers his victims to be like veal, you know, nice and soft and tender. So he's softening
okay. You up. All right. Okay, I can deal with that.
He doesn't want his meat to be tense. He doesn't want to be tensed up before.
Is he watching the State of the Union address? I don't see him in the chat.
So maybe.
He's Kobe beef. He massage.
Yeah. Massage it. No. Drink some beer.
Hey, wait. Side note. I saw Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I watched it on the plane.
Wait, the movie from last year?
Yeah. No, the TV show. I was watching. I rewatched the TV show. Yeah, the movie. Oh. Yeah, I loved it. Thought it was great.
So she didn't spin. Not one time.
She didn't need a spin.
Nope.
And go ahead, Jack.
I was very impressed with her acting and the whole movie. I thought it was I thought you guys were just full of crap. But I thought it was, I would still say Captain America is still my favorite, but she's a close second. I thought it was well written, well acted.
If any superhero movie would probably match your love of Captain America, the First Avenger, it would probably be that one, because it's a similar type, period.
It's a very similar movie.
Except for World War One versus World War II, but the Germans are bad. They're good enemies. They're just good, bad guys.
The Germans are bad. That's from
A little more murky these days, but generally, the Nazis are bad.
I'm sure they're still bad.
Black and white. I mean, that's why Indiana Jones 2 and 4 suck, because
no Germans. You got to have Germans.
Which I guess because they're filming Indiana Jones 5 this year, right?
Are they?
Yeah, I think yeah.
Is Harrison Ford in it?
Yeah, he's in it.
Yep, but no Shia LaBeouf, thank God.
Is he working?
He wasn't the bad part of that movie.
I like Shia LaBeouf. Guilty.
Nah.
But you know what, Chris? He doesn't like you.
Not at all.
Just do it. You know, if he was on this podcast, he'd be driving up to wherever you live outside of Boston and pick a fight with you. Because that's what he does.
I could take him.
I think it's why he likes Shia.
I think anyone can take him. He's a scrawny little fuck. So,
but Nick, I think you're gonna extrapolate your issues with Chris.
No, I can if you want. Yeah, no, I didn't hate Indiana Jones 4 as much as other people.
Oh, I hated it.
Crystal Skull? Terrible.
Crystal Skull, yeah.
Terrible.
I mean, I hated the whole monkey swinging on the vine thing. The ants were crazy.
On the vine I had no problem with.
The West Side Story, hipsters versus the bikers fight.
Whoa, they're redoing that. Spielberg's redoing that. West Side Story, Spielberg.
Are you talking about the fight in Crystal Skull?
Yeah, the one where
the bar, in the right?
That's where my buddy Dave is in. He's in the in that fight.
That's right. I remember that. I remember
that's because that's my favorite part of the movie.
Oh. Only good part of the movie. I stood up and I was like, I know that dude.
Sit down. We're trying to watch this crappy movie. Shut the fuck up. They all stood up. You know what? They all stood up. Everyone in the theater stood up and went, and gave you the Dave.
I did see a Western this weekend. I saw Hostels.
Ooh, how is it? I want to see that movie.
Tell me it's good. Tell me it's good. Tell me it's good.
It's good. It's
You gave me a Nick. That's good for Nick. That's good for Nick. That's really good.
That's good.
That's like 3.5 stars for most people.
That's like 10 times better than The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
And he liked Force Awakens. So really, that's like all right,
Nick. Here. Without spoiling us.
Uh-huh.
What did you think of it? I mean, honestly.
It's good. It's a solid production. It's beautifully shot.
It's supposed to be one of the best Westerns in a long time.
I mean, it's being touted as the best since Unforgiven.
How many Westerns have been made since Unforgiven?
Well, I rewatched one on the plane. I watched 310 to Yuma again. I hadn't seen it since we saw it in the theater when it first came out. That I forgot how good that movie was.
It's a really good movie.
Yeah, that was my worry about this one, is that I kind of felt it might be 310 to Yuma again, because you know the premise of it, right? Is that he's just a
I know nothing about it. Just saw there's a Western coming out, and I said I got to see it.
Okay, well, from the previews, you know, you see that he's a frontier soldier, and he's given a mission to bring an older Native American back to his homeland because he's dying, mm-hmm. but he doesn't want to because he hates this guy. And so I'm thinking the whole time, like, oh, is it going to be like 310 to Yuma, you know, where he gets there and then he dies, or like he earns the respect?
Spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't seen 310 to Yuma.
Yeah, there's been two different versions of that movie. You should have seen it by now.
The original is, what, 50 years old? How old is the original?
Yeah. It's pretty close.
You know how they all died in the movie?
In 310? Yeah.
Yeah, you think that in 310 to Yuma, you think the guy would be better with a Gatling gun. But I'm just saying.
Well, that's what was crazy is that there's, you know, because Christian Bale's in 310 to Yuma. He's in this one as well. And Ben Foster, who's the guy that's hell-bent on shooting him at the end, he's also in this movie. So you're like, wow, they kind of got the same cast to do the
movie. Was there an out-of-shape Russell Crowe?
Was there a son that was just a complete dick?
Is there someone that's just complete
I'm right
dick?
Here,
a son that was just a complete dick to his dad. You know, I'm not speaking from experience, but son, like you do this, and that, so he has to do this job to impress his son. And what happens? He dies. He dies at the end because his dickhead son.
But in fairness, like in the Wild Wild West, like Wiki Wild, it, like 70% of people died by the time they were like 20.
Because their dickhead son goes, yeah, you're no man.
Wait, are we talking about a Western or the Ramble Cast?
Both. I got to go take some criminal with all these people that are shooting at me. How many people were in his gang, though? I mean,
are we talking about this new movie or the movie that you watched on the plane, Jack? Can we talk about this new movie?
310 to, well, we don't want to spoil anything. Nick already spoiled 310 to Yuma, so I figured I'd talk about it.
Okay.
No, talk about the new one.
The new 310 to Yuma?
No, the movie you watch, Hostels.
I think you'll like it, Jack. You know, it's one of those movies that you're glad you saw it, but it's probably a movie you wouldn't buy. That's my best way to say it. Is that it's
all right?
A good movie.
So you got four thumbs.
But I wouldn't buy 310 to Yuma either, though. Even though it's a good movie, because it's just like something I'm not gonna go home and be like, I want to watch 310 to Yuma, because I want to see Jay be mean to his dad.
and of course his dad dies.
Yeah.
Because the son doesn't give a shit until the end.
I'm sorry, Paul.
I'm sorry you died, Paul. Okay, I get the farm. Or the ranch. So
yeah.
How many thumbs?
I think Jay had it right. You know, probably three and a half thumbs. Yeah.
Well, that's not bad.
Do I know Nick?
A solid three and a half, yeah.
So that's
definitely a three, but yeah, three and a half, somewhere in there. Yeah.
So it's like a four to everybody else.
I don't know about a four, because if to me,
no, to everybody else.
Maybe. Ford has to like hit it out of the park where I'm like going, man, I love that movie. And that just, that rarely happens.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
When's the last time you've had a four thumbs out of four thumbs?
Are you sponsoring Jack Daniels or Jay?
This is actually Macallan, but it's in the Jack Daniels glass.
There goes our sponsor.
See, the only four thumbs out of four thumbs this last year. Well, I can remember. Three billboards from Ebbing, Missouri is four thumbs.
Would you give Dunkirk four?
I would not.
I would not give Dunkirk four either.
You saw Dunkirk?
I've seen Dunkirk, yes.
I thought it was amazing.
I liked
Dunkirk. I liked it. My wife hated it.
Yeah. And the thing is, that's not a movie. That's an experience. You know, like, it's
that's
not,
true.
It's just you're there to feel what it's like to be in that situation, to experience three different points of views, and then the music drives it, that pulsating feeling. But it's not something that you didn't really get a story out of it.
Yeah, it's not a sweeping story by any means, no. But I think the reason why to your point, is like it was an experience. Like I left that theater just like exhausted just because it was so intense.
Yeah,
it was just an intense movie.
I watched it in my bed and fell asleep.
And see, I think that takes away from the movie.
I liked it. I thought it was good.
Actually, the most tense movie I've watched this year was Wind River with Elizabeth Olsen and
she from the Full House.
No, the sister.
And then Hawkeye, whatever his name is, Jeremy Renner.
Yeah,
that movie is extremely good, but I'll never watch it again. It's one of those, the last 30 minutes of that movie, you want to talk about a range of emotion? Holy cow. It's just, it's so intense.
That you cried.
It's he cried like a baby.
No, the premise. Okay, I'm not gonna spoil any of this movie for you, but the premise.
But he cried.
He works on a Native American reservation that's in the middle of nowhere, and he comes across a body, and then Elizabeth Olsen is from the FBI or the CIA or something like that, and she's there to investigate how the girl died, and because he's a tracker and things, he helps her out, and then at the end when you starts to get revealed and everything else that happens. It's just like, holy cow, like the action that's happening at the end and then the flashbacks to how the girl died and all these things. And you're gripping your armrests because you don't know what's
going to happen. But it takes a long time to get to the point. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's not boring at all. The first, three quarters of the film, because you're seeing how people live in that area and the kind of people you're dealing with.
Right.
But yeah, that last 30 minutes is why you watch it. But
what's it called again?
Wind River.
Wind River. Okay.
Can I challenge that on Nick, though, for you, though? Because I saw it with you, and you're pretty intense during that film. Pretty clenched up.
Well, yeah, because I wasn't known with
the Wait, for the whole film?
You were, too. You were covering your eyes as well, Jay, so don't
I admit it. Only
during the nudie parts.
Nick was all clenched up in the movie, but I think it's because of the Shake Shack that he had an hour before he went to the theater.
Exactly.
Crinkle cut fries, you know what they do to you.
I gotta go, but I can't. They won't bother.
Oh my god!
I recently rewatched that with Colleen, and it was much easier the second time, to kind of knowing where everything was.
Were you trying to get Colleen to induce labor? Is that what you're trying to do?
I mean, anything at this point for that poor girl. Anything, please.
Just jump out and scare every 5 minutes. Just oh my god!
Oh man.
Help me.
Help you.
Your life.
Help her. Help me to help her.
Yeah, there you go. That's better.
Yeah.
You want to make it sound like you have it worse than she does.
I don't. Well, it's funny. I've been a little sore the past couple of days. and so I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm fine. You have it worse.
But you win. Sore. You win now. You win now.
But anyway, what else is going on? Do we have a game or anything today? What's our game plan today?
I had a little bit of an adventure this past weekend.
Okay. Oh. All right.
Maybe a few months ago, one night, we were out, Amanda and I were out with our friends, and we got a notification for an upcoming concert, and it was for Blues Traveler in their 30th anniversary tour. Wow. So, we had a few drinks that night.
We're going to go, Blues Traveler. We're going. Yeah.
So we got the tickets. And I planned a week ago. I started looking at hotels in the area so we could go to the venue, which is the House of Blues in right next to Fenway Park, and not want to drive afterwards. So I decided,
very responsible.
Yeah, let's get a sitter. Let's drop them off at our in-law's house, or Amanda's mom's house, and mom and dad's house, and let's get a hotel. So I did a search for, like, you know, the general vicinity of the House of Blues, and then I wasn't really too picky because you can take an Uber to get wherever you need to go to, but I found this hotel. It happened to be the least expensive hotel of the entire search, and I'm so glad I found it. It's called the Verb Hotel. So right outside of Fenway Park, there used to be this this hotel that was built in the 50s, and it was like a real, like, cool hangout for, like, musicians and artists and stuff. And there's always live music at this hotel back in the 50s. Then Howard Johnson bought it and then sold it like 10 years ago to these guys who wrote this.
Did you say Howard Johnson?
Yeah, Howard Johnson.
Okay,
all right. The hotel, it was a place, right?
Hotel. No,
yeah, the franchise.
It was a Howard Johnson's for as long as I remember it. And then this guy from the Phoenix newspaper, which is kind of like this Boston entertainment newspaper, and a local radio station program director, bought it from the Howard Johnson and turned it back into the original form of that, like, musician artist hotel. And they call it the Verb Hotel. And it was awesome. So I sent you guys a video in our Facebook message of, like, the room. You know, you walk into this place and they give you your room key, but it's like a VIP lanyard, right? They give you a lanyard to wear with your room key in it. And the first thing you do when you check in is you stop at the vinyl section. He's like, "Yeah, you have a record player in your room, so grab some vinyl over here and head on up." I'm like,
"Really?
What?" Right? So I thumb through, I grab a bunch of records and go up to my room. And sure as shit, there is a record player attached to a Marshall amp right next to the TV. And there's all this cool, like, memorabilia on the wall, almost kind of like, you know, Hard Rock Hotel type of thing. And this hotel was just totally awesome. And they had an outdoor pool that's open year round because it's heated to 85 degrees. I did not go in.
But it's 85 degrees. Why not?
Well, just didn't have time. So I got into town early and, you know, Amanda was working. I had the day off and she met up with me and a couple of her friends from work, like, a few hours later. But my biggest mistake, though, was getting in at 3 o'clock because I was by myself to my own devices for a few hours. So I went and got some food, got a bunch of beers, and then
you still had no time for the pool.
No, I didn't bring a bathing suit either. But
not this time of year.
Maybe it's optional.
So Amanda and her friends show up probably like around 6-ish, maybe 6:30. And so more beers start happening. There is, you know, a fair to decent amount of Mentos being passed around.
Nice.
More beers at the bar. And we go over to the House of Blues. And first thing we do, we go to the bar and you get, you know, it's a two drink maximum. I call it a two drink minimum, but you get two drinks. And I got two, like, tall boy IPAs and, going to the concert, and it was so good because after the show, just did not have to care about what the hell we're doing. I could literally crawl back to the hotel, of which I think I might have done.
Nice. Did you no film of that?
I'm sorry?
Are you crawling back? No film of that?
No, none of that.
Boo.
No, that's how that hotel sounds. Cool. It reminds me of an Ace Hotel. I don't know if you remember. Been to an Ace Hotel?
No,
it's some kind of thing, very rock and roll theme. I've been to one in Chicago. I've been to one in London. Guitars in the room.
Yeah,
and,
dude. It was
now, I got a question for you. How many young people go to that hotel and not know how to play the record?
The records are pretty popular now. In all fairness, to the young people,
but not with everybody.
They're out selling CDs.
Yeah,
it was incredible.
All right, okay,
I'll tell you, but. As for the show, Blues Traveler,
he's a freaking amazing harmonica player.
I'll take your word for it, dude.
Oh, you don't remember? Okay.
I have no idea.
Oh, he wails.
So you don't remember anything of the concert?
Not one bit of it.
That's a good concert. That's a good concert.
My wife told me that she was scared that we were going to get kicked out because
you were loud?
I passed out standing up.
At the concert or the hotel?
At the show.
Nice.
So apparently I was literally standing there with my eyes shut. I have no recollection of it whatsoever.
So you had a blast.
So much fun. It was fantastic. It was a great night out. And Amanda had a great time too, because
you weren't bugging her
like telling me, hey, we're gonna get kicked out, is also the only thing she remembers of the show too.
What about her friends?
I guess they had a great time. I don't know.
Does anyone remember what happened?
I don't know shit about Snapchat, but I'm in a few different people's Snapchat.
Well, luckily, yeah. I think Snapchat only stays for like 6 hours, right?
Yeah.
So, it's usually 24 hours. But
is it 24 hours? So you're okay now.
I have no idea. But what a fun night, you know, which was just.
Well, you think it's a fun night.
And it was amplified because of the ease of just getting in and out of that hotel and how cool that place was. And
Chris roofied himself.
Yeah, dude. It's pretty much, but it was awesome. I can't wait to go back.
Sounds like you had Mentos and beer and
a lot of it. And it started at 3 o'clock, so didn't really set myself up for success.
Yeah, that's always a mistake when you start early. Yeah. It's always a mistake when you start early.
Yeah,
but you had a good time. That's all that matters.
I did.
At least you think. I mean, you might have lost your wallet and your credit cards could all have been maxed out, but you had a good time.
I did. It's a blast.
Nicholas, what's been going on in your world?
I don't know. I can't top that. So
I was drunk.
Yeah, nothing really. Just work and that's it. Can't think of it.
Wow, that was a great segue there. Thanks.
Great
Nick.
Segue. Yeah. Thanks for that setup there, Jay.
Nick, what's going on in your world?
Well, Nick usually always has something. We haven't recorded in a couple of weeks.
I can't top that. Fuck
I assume
well,
Nick would have.
Okay, fuck it. I'm not going to make anything
dates
up. Fuck it.
Or something. Now, he lives in L.A.
Now
I haven't heard one fucking siren go by. So
yeah. All right,
I had Steak Shack or whatever it is.
Well, all right. So the weekend before last, I couldn't go anywhere because the Women's March is right here next to my house.
Yeah. Oh, so you're bitching about that?
No, I'm not bitching about it. But I'm saying I can't go anywhere because everything is shut down.
But you can't walk in the march. You can't just get to the other side. Go okay.
No, because he's a Tennessean in L.A. It's just like, you know, fish out of water scenario.
But you can walk.
No, I went down after the majority of the people started to march because that was a lot of people.
I saw it was like a sea of people. It's like, oh, there's Nick's apartment.
Yeah.
And, he's got go Trump.
No, that's suicidal.
Take this.
But no, I went down there to see the signs.
That's how you clear the road. You get one of your friends go Trump. No, they all go attack him, and you can walk. You can cross the street.
You'd be quickly surrounded and probably beaten to death.
little pussy hats. Is that?
Yeah, it was Zach with all the little pussy hats. I definitely had a few guys from back home like, dude, you should go down there and hit on some women. I'm like, yeah, that'll go over really well.
That's not really what they're there for.
That's not what they're there for. Yeah, but
let me explain it to you.
I think John hashtag Glorious, who can be trolly at times, said, who's making the sandwiches?
That's all that.
live Trump watch really quick. Donald Trump just proclaimed that they're going to keep Guantanamo Bay open.
Well, good. I'll have some place to stay when I go to Cuba.
Wow, America.
America. But yeah, I did see Rene Russo. That was nice.
Really?
Oh, is she still hot?
Well, that's kind of, wait a minute. We just had the Women's March, and now you're asking if Rene Russo is still hot.
Just a subjective question, is all.
I mean, she's always hot. I mean, once you're hot, you're always kind of hot, but it's just
no, that doesn't work that way.
No, I don't know. Like, how many people hot people like aren't hot? Like, even like I think most age, like Rene Russo still looks beautiful.
Well,
she looks good. Yeah,
she's looks older. I mean, she's older than she looks.
That's true. Yeah.
That's what I meant to say.
But Jack, you're way older than you look, so there's like
exactly.
But definitely still attractive.
But yeah. You know, but I'm saying is I've aged poorly.
It's funny about actors, you know, actors, whenever you see them, usually the majority of the time they're smaller, a lot smaller than you think they are. And
yeah,
she's pretty tall for a woman. Like she's
but she was like 3 foot five.
I think she's 5'6" or 5'7".
That's it?
Yeah, but that's pretty good for an actor.
Well, how tall is Mel Gibson? Because she's about the same height, I thought.
She could be tall, but she had little, I mean, bird stick legs. That's the one thing I did know.
Oh, she was wearing shorts?
No, she was wearing leggings.
You say Renusa, hey, bird legs. Yeah. Bird legs.
Jack, it's two separate words, Rene Russo, not Renuso.
It's like Menudo, but Rene Russo.
I was getting him mixed Renuso. Up. Right? So I just decided to go hey, Rene Russo.
Hey, Renuso.
You got some bird legs. You got some bird legs.
You want to make a Lethal Weapon 5, Renuso?
So the fuck what?
But she walked down my street, and then one block over was Neil Young and Daryl Hannah. And
Neil Young?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I saw pictures later.
He was probably like Chris at the concert. He didn't even know where he was at. Yeah, I just follow this crowd. It's going this way. Yeah, okay. I'll go this way. All right.
Dead dog lying in a ditch. Cigarette smoker has an itch.
Come on, you know he was stoned.
Ancient whores with various spices. Lucky has the lowest prices.
Was Crosby still in Nash waiting for him at the end? Of the march.
Hey, come on, man, let's play. Come on. And then Scarlett Johansson and Natalie Portman.
Well, ScarJo? Can we say how ScarJo is dating the guy from Weekend Update?
Yeah, I guess it's true that if you're funny, you can get the hot girl.
If it is even funny, I mean, he's funny, but he's not like funny. But he's not funny enough to date ScarJo.
But to be fair to him, she's one of those girls that it's just like, it doesn't matter.
Lady,
it doesn't matter who she dates. That guy's not going to major up. Am I right?
True.
Yeah. We're all going to sit there and go, that dweeb?
Yeah.
There's guys like that, too. I mean, there's just certain people that are just so pretty that you go, nah, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't have a chance.
Well, it's like Olivia Wilde's with Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but you look at him and he goes, he's pretty, he's all right. But it's still Olivia Wilde. But I'm saying that's the whole argument.
Yeah, but he's a funny guy. So he's a very funny guy.
He's also done some dramas. So he's
Sudeikis has done dramas?
He's done some serious work.
What has he done a serious role in?
I don't know. You're asking me off the top of my head. I don't know, but I know he's done some serious work.
You just pulled that out of your ass.
I did not pull that out of my ass.
I know we're in Trump's America and you just say whatever the hell you want and make it a fact, but I don't know. I don't know if that one we can.
All right.
Hold on a second. Be fair to me. The teleprompter is not in front of me. I just reached out and grabbed it. But no, he has done some serious work. And I'm not talking about last
man. Boston is fact checking now. Boston is fact checking.
Fuck Boston is fact checking.
Fact checking.
He's not going to remember doing this podcast.
This one was animated. This one was animated.
Serious work.
This is the Jay-Z story, and he plays Kanye West.
That sounds like a serious role.
We are the Millers.
Very, very serious with Jennifer.
Drinking Anderson. Buddies, Robot Chicken.
He's done some serious
work. Here we are. Movie 43. He was fake Batman.
There you go.
There you go. Nobody looks at Jason.
He did some serious work too. He was in Jesse Owens' story. He was in the Jesse Owens story. That's what it was. Just clicked it. Check it. Check the facts. He was in Race. Matt just confirmed it. Yes. Yeah. So I was right.
One movie. But it's not like you're going like Jason Sudeikis. He's done. It's not like Robin Williams where it's like Good Will Hunting.
Yeah. It's like saying Jimmy Fallon is a dramatic actor because he was in Band of Brothers.
He was excellent in Band of Brothers. And be fair to Jimmy Fallon, he doesn't laugh. He gets through the whole scene without laughing.
He doesn't break.
I think you guys need some. I'll check and see if there's more weapons I can get. Anyway. Well, wait a minute. Take. Oh, the serious scene. You guys are going to the Battle of the Bulge. Okay. I'm not going.
Wait, what's that Boston Red Sox movie that he was in with?
50 loves.
No, it was.
No, it's like Hitch or something.
Yankees were better or something like that.
There's a terrible, terrible movie. Fever Pitch.
Fever Pitch.
Yeah. Terrible movie.
I'm surprised you can say it's terrible because I feel like Bostonian. I guess you're not really a Bostonian, true Bostonian. No. They can't criticize anything that features the Red Sox or Patriots. Or...
No.
No, I can't. I can criticize Patriots and the Red Sox. I can't criticize living in Boston because I have not lived in Boston.
So you never really lived in Boston? Not even for like a month?
So you're
not
you're,
not in city limits, no.
So you're completely fake.
Yeah, 100%. I'm like
we've established this.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but it's like
I know, but God,
as a Ute, he lived.
I thought maybe he drove through Boston once.
Yeah. I lived in the suburbs of Boston.
Suburbs.
Back to
I live in the suburbs of New York.
You go back to 2006 and there's this bright-eyed, bushy-tailed individual whose username was Chris in Boston.
Who was so stoned, he was just standing there.
You would think he was from Boston.
All right, so I just pulled up a map. So if you knew
I always assumed he was from Boston.
In Garner, North Carolina, would they say Raleigh?
I don't know. No, probably not.
No, they probably say
like,
Garner.
It's not like Raleigh's that big a deal.
No, I chose it because you live there, that's all.
Jack doesn't live in Garner. His phone number is for Garner, but he's.
I live in Raleigh. I actually live in Raleigh.
He lives in East Raleigh, which is kind of the crappy part of Raleigh.
But I do live in Raleigh, so if I said, "Hey, I'm Jack from Raleigh," I wouldn't be lying.
So how about this? If there was someone from Garner, North Carolina, and he was meeting people from other parts of the world, you know, in the Twitterverse and or through podcasts or whichever, would that person, would you presume them to say, yeah, I'm from Raleigh?
No, I think
say, no,
I
I'm
think
from Garner,
say,
North Carolina.
I'm from Garner.
I would say I'm from Garner. It's near Raleigh.
Yeah, that's what I'd say.
Okay. Exactly. It's the same as that Chris can equally say I am from Providence as equally as I am from Boston. He's right in the middle.
Nope. Nope. I don't live in the same state.
Still, technicality.
Are you trying to make a case for Chris is right?
Well, I get it. I get from where Chris is coming from because everybody knows Boston. Like
right.
That's a city. Everybody knows Boston as a city. Even people in the other side of the world would know what Boston is.
Right.
So I get that.
So you were ashamed of your city, so you want to say I'm from Boston?
No.
Let's just say this. Do you spend more time in Boston or Providence?
When I made the screen name, I spent significantly more time in Boston.
Okay.
All right, but you have to change it now.
Yeah.
C Drake says, can I be Chris from Raleigh?
Yes. Nobody cares. Be whatever you want.
Hey, Raleigh's happening. Raleigh's in the final 20 of the Amazon headquarters too.
I'm hoping they get it just because maybe I'll get a job, and also, but the economy, the housing market would go up. So
Boston is also a location too.
It is actually all three of us from where we live are in the final 20. So
I'll tell you right now, Los Angeles would be too expensive.
Oh yeah, there's no way.
California they shouldn't do LA.
California taxes, the traffic is terrible. Boston, everybody lives there, I guess. So no, that wouldn't be good.
Well, the proposed location makes a ton of sense. It's actually a really good spot.
But Raleigh, we have tons of land. Just mow down some trees.
No, it would probably be an RTP where you already have SAS has its headquarters. Lenovo has its American headquarters.
There's
IBM base. There's MetLife. Yep. There's all these big companies. So
Amazon, come on down.
But I'm kind of on two sides of the coin. Like, yes, house values would go up, but more traffic.
50,000 jobs. What do you hate people in Raleigh?
No, I don't. It's a double-edged sword. Like, look at Seattle. Like, there's things that were good for Seattle, and there's things that were bad for Seattle. Like, it's a double-edged sword.
No, the killing was bad for Seattle.
But I mean, it's kind of like, okay, that's cool. Again, I know people that work for Amazon. I hear it's one of the hardest effing jobs. Like, they work you to the bone at Amazon. But, you know.
Well, yeah.
Like,
well, I guess I pass on that.
The two companies that I hear are the toughest to work for is Tesla and Amazon. Those are the two.
Tesla.
Yeah, because Elon Musk is a...
He's an alien.
He totally is.
He's a... He is a prime Steve Jobs a-hole.
I wish I could afford his shingles, his solar shingles.
I feel like they're supposed to be like relatively, maybe not. No, actually, no. Now I think with the tariffs, because these aren't being made in America, so I think those are going to be fine.
I think, well, you can finance them if you get the tax break and all that different stuff.
Well, they say, like, there's one guy I know that's doing a podcast that that has the Tesla solar panels.
Mm-hmm. And he says, so, wait, really this is another podcast you listen to?
Another podcast, yeah.
Mm, okay.
After I get through with all the ones we listen to.
Okay, all right. There you go.
He says it's actually because most solar panels that you buy, you're still connected to your utility grid.
Mm-hmm.
And so if power goes out, you're still out without power, even though you have solar panels. That the Tesla is the only one that actually has a switch that when
it's independent
power, when the grid goes off, you can go to the outside of your house, like it's like a breaker box, and switch it to where you're now completely dependent on your solar panels.
Does he say it's worth it having it though?
Yeah, he says totally worth having it.
All right.
Now, because does Tesla have like a storage battery too, like a store energy as well?
The Tesla wall battery. It's like 4 feet tall, 3 feet wide, and you put it like in your garage or your basement. Really? Yeah, so you can power up a battery, and I think that a full battery will power the average home for, I think, like a
Can you sell days. The energy back to the power company?
Sure, I think you can. I think you can. That's not with Tesla though. That has to deal with directly with your carrier. And that's how a lot of these like Eversource and all those companies are helping you out with, like, you know, the deferred payments and such, because what you're doing is you're actually collecting that energy and then literally just transferring it and selling it back to be used by other people. So that's how you can get those financing deals. That's how you can actually lower your bills, because you're transmitting energy out.
Well, I know I was in San Diego last week, and it seemed like every other house had solar panels.
Yeah, it makes sense out there.
Just amazing, because it's so expensive to live out there.
I would totally get them. It's just my house is covered in trees, so
chainsaw.
Yeah, mine, because there's that Google search where you can actually search your roof, and I'll show you how strong it is for solar. So ours could do it. I like having the space on my roof to sit on my roof and look out into the woods. It's good. It's good reflection time.
You have a deck.
I know, but my kid can get on the deck. He can't get on the roof.
Why don't you build a little deck off the roof?
I guess, but that costs money.
So you're trying to put the money you'd save on the solar panels.
Yeah, no, I mean, eventually.
Why do you hate the environment?
It's a new roof, but whenever the time comes to replace my roof shingles, then yeah, the Tesla thing sounds great.
All right, I'll give you that.
Yeah, I think North Carolina should probably be cheap. You can't do it in Tennessee because
I can't complain. Our electric bill is freaking super cheap. We have Nest thermostats and all that, and all energy efficient appliances. The winter was tough. It was a bit more, but on average, even during the summer, we were $120.
It's still the winter. It's still cheap. You have electric for everything?
We have gas for heat and stove.
Our gas is heat only. That's all we have.
Grill or whatever.
I've got oil.
Oh.
I got oil because I live outside of Boston.
It sucks.
Tennessee won't allow you to do it because we have TVA, which is, you know, FDR, the Tennessee Valley Authority. So all the states run by hydroelectric.
You can't do solar in Tennessee?
You can do it. Like, they won't say you can't do it, but they have jacked it up so high that you can't afford it. They'll price you out of it because it's so much cheaper just to stick with the hydroelectric.
You gotta sail that coal.
That's West Virginia and Kentucky. Yeah.
Oh man, that is I mean, I get they want to save those jobs, but I have family in northern Kentucky, southern Ohio, and that's not a good life.
No. When I sold insurance, I'd drive up to Hazard, Kentucky, Eastern Kentucky all the time, and you wouldn't wish anyone to live there. It's a beautiful area. It's just so poor that, you know, I mean, I think if you had a heart attack or anything, you were most likely going to die because there's no hospitals or anything around that area.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's rural.
My good friend Raylan Givens used to live in Kentucky, so that was a good place to be.
Yeah, whenever I'm, you know, it's beautiful. I love going out, seeing family and stuff. But whenever I do go, I always thank my grandfather for moving to California.
Have you watched any of the season of Shameless, Jack?
I have not. I'm a season behind on Shameless. It's on. It's on. I don't have Showtime anymore. We cut back, but it's on. Is it Netflix? But I'm got to catch up on it. I've been rewatching The Office. I got stuck hooked on rewatching The Office. I'm on the final season, season six. Because 7 and 8 and 9. When does Michael Scott leave? Season 6?
It's 6. And I did a rewatch too, and I did the same thing because I was like, I never watched season after that much. I think I watched the last episode. I tried to get past it, and I couldn't get past it.
I've seen every single episode of The Office, but I will not watch past. When Michael Scott leaves, I'm done.
Yeah, it's tough. I
forgot Idris Elba was on The Office.
Yep, Idris Elba. Yes,
I forgot he was on it.
I'm doing a rewatch, a show that I haven't seen in a decade, West Wing. We're doing a rewatch in Casa de Glatfelter.
I was supposed to do a podcast episode on
that. You were? Like, what the hell happened with that?
I was waiting for Chris and Amanda. I said, hey, I'm good anytime. But Chris was too stoned at a concert, and Amanda, I think she said, fuck it, I ain't doing it.
Well, Colleen might be able to catch up and join you because she's watching it for the first time. But The Office is one of those shows I can watch The Office a million times. I've seen some of those episodes a million times. It's one of those
my brother-in-law hates The Office. He hates The Office.
How do you hate The Office?
He just doesn't find it funny at all.
Oh.
Am I right, Jay?
Yeah, he's weird though.
You know his wife listens to the show.
She would agree with me.
When it comes to I never got why he didn't like The Office.
I love Uncle Jerry, but I'm just saying he's a weird cat with comedy sometimes.
Yeah, he's not big on the he hates it.
Yeah,
he goes, I just don't get it.
Let's just say this: he loves The Big Bang Theory. He loves that. But that if I had to equate his humor, it would fall into that category. I think
my mom goes. I was out in San Diego. My mom goes, do you ever watch Young Sheldon? I go, I don't watch Old Sheldon. And she's like, she's not one you tell that you don't like something. But I said, I never got into it. I don't know.
I love the there's a meme that I saw, which is like basically drunk John Draper doing a pitch, but instead of
John Draper,
yeah, Don Draper. Sorry.
John Hamm.
Yeah.
Come
handsome
on,
guy.
I was with you, Jay.
It's one of those, and he's one of those guys that you saw. How many girls could he date that would go?
It's true.
It'd be like, okay, it's
Don. He's a beautiful dude, but John Hamm and ScarJo.
Yeah, you can see that.
But maybe you can't have like two beautiful people. Can they? Like, could they coexist with each other? Like two like purely beautiful people.
Brad and Angela and Julie.
That didn't last.
Sonny and Cher. Yep. And the beat goes on.
Lyle Lovett and Julia Roberts.
There you go. Yeah, that's another one.
Yes.
Now does Lyle Lovett just look bad because he's standing next to Julia Roberts? That's the question.
But see, that's the scenario that I would prefer to be in. I want to be the guy that people go like, "How the fuck did that guy get that girl?"
Yeah, it's
that's
like
the situation I want to be in.
I don't care.
I was in that situation. You saw her.
Yeah. Nick was in the ultimate of that situation. She was gorgeous. Yeah. Like when it brought her in, I was like, fuck, Nick. All right. it's John Hamm, Don Draper presenting this pitch, but it's like blanked out and it says Sheldon, but young.
See, he's got it.
Shitty Hollywood pitches.
We're talking about Sudeikis. John Hamm has done comedy and serious. Yeah. He's got that wide range.
But does John Hamm's comedy like seem funny because he is a really good serious actor? So when he's being funny, it's like that's really funny.
So now you're bashing John Hamm's acting.
No, I love
John Hamm. If you're listening, I'm sorry.
I am impressed by the Hamaconda.
My son had wished for he like 310 to Yuma all over again.
He was great in Baby Driver, fantastic film. Anyways, Young Sheldon. But again, it's that CBS thing where they could put any ball of crap on that station, and the demographic that watches
now,
CBS.
There's been some
people.
Some shows didn't make it.
Everything. Two Broke Girls.
The one that always bugged me about Two Broke Girls is they'd show the previews during football, and it's supposed to be the funniest scene. And I'm going, okay, who the fuck is watching this? Who is watching this?
Like 10 million.
And I would put that on Twitter.
Young Sheldon is like the biggest hit of the season. Young Sheldon.
I haven't seen it. I don't know.
Neither have I.
My mom took offense that I didn't watch it.
That's what makes you mad about some of those shows that are so bad. They'll get like, you know, 3 million, 4 million loyal viewers. And yet CBS or ABC or whatever will keep pouring that crap out. And then there's a really good show that's on, I don't know, FXX or AMC. It will get 6 million and they'll cancel it. It's like, why? Yeah.
The Grinder was hilarious. Am I right? Rob Lowe and what's his name?
Rob Lowe and Fred Savage.
Fred Savage was hilarious.
But it was on Fox. Fox cancels shit willy-nilly, man.
And that one with the guy from Star Trek, plays McCoy. He was a robot guy, almost human.
Yeah, almost human. Oh, that was good, too.
It was a great show. Nope.
Yeah.
Take it to the curb.
But I can see that one getting canceled because it's like a special effects show, so it might be expensive to make.
I loved Almost Human. That was
a really good show.
Such a fun show.
It was excellent. It's one of the few sci-fi shows my wife watched.
Matt Treese is saying Two Broke Girls got axed last year, so there is justice in this world.
But nobody knew.
We just assumed
it was still on.
We've lost Boston in this conversation.
I don't even think I've seen. What is Two Broke Girls?
It's just a crappy show.
I think it made enough episodes to be syndicated.
It was on for at least 5 years. At least 5 years.
Yeah, you get those stupid Facebook things where it's like, you know, the top 10 worst cast actors in this role. You know?
I got one podcasters once. Jay was on the list, but I didn't want to tell him.
One popped up the other day, and I think number two was, instead of saying, you know, like Jack Klepfelter in a Western, it was the entire cast of Two Broke Girls.
But I'd believe that. Drake, we're talking about the American Almost Human.
I didn't know it was a British Almost Human.
Well, yeah, it's robots on that, too. I watched the first season and a half. I don't know why I stopped, but anyway.
Word. Wasn't Almost Human the pilot on a Comic-Con?
Yeah, I think so.
It was. Yeah, that's when they showed good previews at Comic-Con.
Yeah, like last year, we had like one or two, and that's it.
We had the magician version of Castle.
And I know that show hasn't come out yet.
It still hasn't come out.
You know why? Because they're like, we can't put this fucking shit on the air. there's just no way. I'll lose my job.
It was so garbage. It was so bad.
It was even the audience like, ugh. I mean, we're talking Comic-Con audience where they're just happy to be there. Mm-hmm. You know, most people just, oh my God, it's my first Comic-Con. I get to sit here and watch a preview. Oh, I got to get out of here. People were getting up and leaving. It was so bad.
You know, people are laughing at it, but not in the right spots to be laughing at it. You know,
I forgot all about it, but it was so fucking stupid.
I just remember because Michael's son loved it. He thought it was amazing. Yeah.
That's all that mattered. That's all I said, okay, he likes it? Mm.
Connor's a true taste tester. You know,
but it's
to be fair to Connor, he didn't sit the whole time watching. He was running all over the theater.
But, you know, Lucifer was one that I thought looked stupid, and you guys liked it, and it's still on, I think.
I love
it. It's a pretty good show.
I watched it last night. I love Lucifer.
Okay.
Morningstar.
And then you guys, I know you guys remember it when Vampire Diaries debuted. I mean, we were rolling on the floor. It was so funny because it was so bad.
I was ripping it left and right.
And it made it, what, 9 seasons, 10 seasons?
Well, to be fair, and the following, I loved the fall. I saw it twice at Comic-Con. Loved it and started watching and go, okay, this show sucks.
Well, they just quickly couldn't.
And all the time I was saying, okay, the FBI can't be this stupid. Yeah. And of course, I was wrong.
Yeah.
We'll find out with the memo, I guess. But anyway.
I think they blocked it now.
Oh, did they block the memo?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
The whole memo thing is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I have a memo right here.
I
want to
make my own memo.
Yeah.
About this podcast.
I'm going to memo that the memo. I'm going to memo on the memo.
Did you get the memo?
I'm going to memo about the memo. My memo is about Two Broke Girls.
Yada, yada, yada.
Make sure your top is open. That's what that's every episode. I'm just saying.
You can't do that now, Jack. Your time is up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot.
Can I just say one of my favorite sketches, though, and that kind of talks about the whole current culture change and everything is in the most the new season of Portlandia. I don't know if you've seen that sketch.
I have not. I've never seen an episode of Portlandia.
Where I can't remember her name, but the female actress on that show.
Nice. She
gets promoted.
Would you remember the male actor on the show?
But well, yes, because he was on SNL, Fred Armisen.
Okay, so you remember the male actor, but you didn't.
Because he was on SNL. So I remember the male actor.
Have not taken the time. They had
I'm not a big Portlandia fan.
They had this whole women's march for equality, but yet you can remember the male actor, but not the female. Oh, carry on with the story.
I'm a horrible person. But anyway, so she got promoted, and then all the guys keep going like, but it's not me, right? I'm fine. I didn't do this. So it's the whole time it was just them kind of making it about themselves. It's really fun. But anyways.
Yeah, I've only seen one episode of that, and I got the show enough to where like, okay, it's not for me, but I see what they're doing, which is the one where they go out to eat, and they're like,
yes,
can you tell us about the chicken? His name was Fred. It grew up on a farm 10 miles south of Portland on a free range. And they're like, oh my God. And they go visit the farm. Yeah. Like, this is taking it.
Yeah, it kind of makes fun or pokes fun at the hipster kind of crunchy lifestyle.
So people like me.
Yeah, definitely people like you. You know, people that go to Applebee's, Chili's on the reg.
I have not been to Chili's or Applebee's in some time.
We could make a sitcom, though, about Jack. Just, you know, a podcaster who never can get his volume right.
Well, they're making a podcast sitcom with Jack Zach Braff.
Well, to be fair, who had problems today? Jay and Nick. You still have the problems of your rain going in front of you, Nick.
Hey, that's not my. That's good old Apple for you.
I can't blame it on the equipment.
Let the rain come when the winds have their heads.
I want to know.
Have you? I was singing Beatles Rain, but sure, go to John Fogerty.
Have you ever seen the rain?
I just want to change, change it up.
You change it up all you want.
All right. I think it's a good spot to
wrap
the show up.
We haven't asked how your life's going this week, Jay.
It's fine. A lot of people and things that I care about have died this past week. But other than that, it's been a pretty good week.
It has been a rough week.
can we talk about how Zach got poop on the wall?
Poop on. Oh, did Colleen talk about that?
Wait, poop on the wall? Yeah. Wait. Matt won't even because Matt could. I'm sorry, Matt couldn't join. Matt, you're looking for the top 10 list. Matt couldn't join us today, but Matt wouldn't let his kids paint with poop.
No, Zach paint with poop? He was pooping on the potty, but he was also kind of like stalling. And in the time, he like was playing with his poop and he smeared it on the wall.
Nice. So, ooh, nice.
I had to go straight into the shower and straight to bed.
Oh, you punished him?
Yeah, you can't smear poop on the wall.
But he's going poop on the potty. That's what you want him to do.
He wasn't. he shit his pants. Oh. And the rule is when you shit your pants, you're going to sit on the potty and finish the pooping that you couldn't take the time to poop on
the
potty.
But you didn't say that. But how much poop was did he poop after that, or was just all the poop in his pants?
It's actually worked because now he's pooping on the potty pretty regularly.
Okay.
But the policy that I enacted was
I got a policy here.
If you poop your pants, because basically he knows he's going.
Was it approved by Congress?
He knows he was going, but he didn't want to stop what he was doing. He kept wanting to play, whatever.
So he reminds me of someone.
So the rule became, if you pooped your pants, you still had to sit on the potty and finish pooping. So,
but what if he didn't have to poop?
That kid has almost been able to poop.
What if he's done? What if he had finished? What if all the poop had come out?
If he has no poop, then he can stop. All he has to do is try. If he tries and nothing comes out, then he's good.
But in the USA, I was
basically
in the USA.
And
I get him a squatty potty, man.
We have squatty potties all over.
But he can't reach the squatty potty. His feet.
No, what he does, he puts his feet up like on the stool. So he's like he's got his own squatty.
So he's squatting.
But yeah, so he was just sitting there and he still had like poop all up his butt because he pooped his pants and then he smeared it on the wall.
Nice.
Joys of parenting.
Well, did it look like art?
He even kind of, it was subtle. Like, I went in and I was like, that wasn't on the wall before. Let me see your hands.
There wasn't like a Jackson
Pollock. No. It was just a little smudge.
Jackson Pooplick.
And he's a smart kid. He knew he did something wrong.
Dad, can you give me a wipe real quick? And then I'll show you my hands.
Yeah. Because he's smart. He has the classic kid face when they've done something wrong and they know they've done something wrong. So
I just keep picturing
the classic husband face.
I just keep picturing some Portlandia sketch now of like, because Boston saying Jackson Pollock, like Jay trying to sell like this is a piece of art. Like my kid,
that art is shit.
Yes, yeah. Yes, it
you
is.
Didn't understand what the artist is trying.
How much crap
do
does that shit cost?
It's a reflection on our current times and our economic situation with our house
and nutrition.
Yeah, yeah, nutrition.
And someone had corn for dinner.
Yes,
but I mean, any parent out there, especially if you're a parent of boys, it's a struggle to give them the pooping process is tough. But he's been doing really good lately. We've been raising him and giving him lots of accolades. So Jack, actually, I mean, I will say this success has come since he hasn't been. At he can do wherever the fuck he wants house. So tomorrow you got to keep the streak going.
So whose house is that?
Yours.
We're on him all the time about poop. I'd rather him poop on the potty than I don't change his diaper. But you know,
I'm just saying ooh. Anything goes. Grandparents' house. They got to keep it going tomorrow.
Oh, you'll be a grandparent someday, and you'll have the same fucking shit.
Matt Tree says Vincent Van Gogh number two.
Now, Chris, did you have a thing on
that's
the
quote of the night?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, as you guys may have heard in the last episode of the show, we talked a little bit about the tattoo that I got, which is, if you can see here, it's healed up nicely. There's my Soundwave tattoo on my arm. After posting it and getting tagged on Instagram and all that type of stuff, they started following. They listened to the show, first of all, Soundwave Tattoo, and they loved it. And they also reposted my Instagram post and whatnot. But they also gave me a free activation for a Soundwave tattoo. So I was thinking, all right, I'm going to get another tattoo. I was like, oh, no, I can't be selfish. So I decided that we're going to take that activation, which is like a $40 value, $39. And we were going to somehow do a giveaway with our patron group. Now, we're going to share a little bit more details on the giveaway on our next regular episode of the Ramblecast, because part of this giveaway is going to depend upon new listeners joining the patron group as well. So we will be giving away a free Soundwave tattoo activation. Stay tuned to the next regular episode of the Ramblecast and the broadcast, because we'll be sharing the information on both shows.
And the Amazing Race.
And the Amazing Race, yes. And all the Jane Jack productions,
and
of course.
Two Broke Girls podcasts.
Yes. What? I was like, wait a minute. We were just talking about that. That's a show that I didn't know about.
But you were playing along.
Yeah,
I love that.
Like, yeah, sure, Jay, whatever you say, buddy.
The day you know, Jay and Jack Productions has jumped the shark. If we haven't already, is when there is a young Sheldon with Jay and Jack.
Yeah, the young Sheldon cast. it looks like the broadcast has already talked about it twice without having any info yet. But hey, great. Let's just
boom.
Buzz about it.
Hey, there's a tattoo. Hey, check it out.
Yeah, so it's I'm excited to get away, because it seemed like there was at least a few people over in the patron group that really liked the idea of the tattoo. Now, will you pull the trigger and get one done? Making it one step easier for you to do so with a free activation for that Soundwave tattoo. So stay tuned to the next episode of the Ramblecast, and you'll hear all the details on how to get your free Soundwave tattoo activation.
Well, and the next Ramblecast, I will also be talking about my experience going to a Tesla dealership and test driving the Tesla S.
Why don't you talk about it now?
Because I haven't done it yet. I'm going tomorrow.
Didn't know that.
I'm going to tomorrow with some coworkers.
So you're not actually buying it. You're just bugging the salesperson.
Colleen, for a second. I bet you, Colleen, for a second, I was like, what? No, I'm not buying a new car.
She just gave birth to your second son.
I was trying to help for long.
Mission accomplished. She's now in labor.
Now, is this
one of my coworkers is considering one, and we want to see what the experience is like.
I would buy one if I had the money.
Does the auto drive work in
Tesla 3?
Yeah.
If you get the $49,000 version, I think has autopilot.
You don't have to drive it.
So, Jack, you said you'd buy one?
If I had the money, yes.
I feel like I have to check the box in this one here. So you would abandon your Lexus for a Tesla.
In a second. I'm so pro-green, it's ridiculous.
If we didn't have like the trips to New York, I would definitely consider Tesla, but it's just The quick charge, I think, is still 30 minutes. It's a long. I don't know. Once they get
the technology there, like I said, North Hills Mall, they have this whole thing of Tesla charging stations.
I mean, I think it's very quickly going to be there. So, you know.
Well, I think someone was telling me a few years ago that eventually that the car will charge. They'll have a generator with the tires charged to batteries, and the whole car will be made of solar stuff, so you don't have to charge itself.
Yeah. Colleen just posted. I was about to type. I didn't know this. What did you do? This is not Tron 2.0. A coworker is considering one.
He bought a Tesla video game.
Yeah. I bought a $100,000 car. No big deal.
Yeah, drop in the well.
It drives itself, Colleen. Don't worry about it.
God, what I would give for that. You know, just
and,
like
and driving also home from tra- work. It also trade like, your son to go to the bathroom to crap in the toilet.
See the Tesla. I would love to get the. You know, they had that ordering period where you can order a Tesla for like $32,000. I think it was the starting price. Mm-hmm. Or whatever it was.
Yeah, I think the Tesla 3 is 32,000. Like the baseline.
It's 32,000, but you get nothing.
Yeah, it's with that. Bare bones.
Like you get nothing.
But the
like,
money you're making on this podcast,
you can be able to afford it.
Yeah. Am I right?
We wouldn't be giving away tattoo activation to do that.
You got to do what you got to do to keep the little people happy, right? Am I?
No, I like cars, but cars are the worst thing to spend money on. So I'm not big on spending a lot of money on cars. If you think I'd much rather invest in something than buying a car that's expensive, I had money to spend.
Depends on what kind of car it is.
Exactly.
Well, if you're running like a classic car, like Nick has,
Nick has several.
I think this summer might be the last summer I have my Wrangler.
What? Oh, that's right. That's right.
Oh, maybe you should get a minivan. Let me give you shit for 2 hours.
Hey, what was the decision on the minivan, Jay?
We are not getting one this year. Maybe next year.
You're going to keep the
I
same?
I think Boston froze in the funniest position. Unless he's holding that.
Oh, he did freeze, didn't he?
No, he froze.
Maybe he's pooping. Yeah. he's got that Zach poop face.
Yeah. Well, we got the Southwest Companion Pass. Or Colleen, you know, did. So Zach is with the companion pass. So Colleen can have Zach and our new baby fly for free this whole year when she gets a ticket. So really, we didn't really need a van because we'll have the free plane tickets.
Right.
So it didn't really make sense financially to buy
another car. Okay. All right.
It's tough when people out there know, like, once you pay off your car, it's really hard to want to have to pay monthly payments on a car.
Again. Yeah.
It's like when we paid off our Suburban and someone slammed into it. I went, and they go, we might have to totally go, no, whatever you do, just keep it under the, what's it have to be? Yeah, keep it $100 under. I'll be back. That was already here. It's like when Jay just totaled, I just paid off my truck and Jay totaled it.
And now, Chris is fake holding it there. That was nicely done.
Thank you.
So, yeah, I agree with Jay. Once you've had something paid off, you hate to make that monthly car payment.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm in that same boat right now thinking about getting a new car, and that is my Jeep. I paid for it in full when I got it, and it's been glorious not having that car payment. I'm still broke, but whatever.
If you're broke, I got a show for you.
Yes. It's two girls, one cup podcast. Or it's called.
Yeah. I say the next Ramblecast, we do a two broke girl podcast. We watch a couple episodes and we talk about
it. Sounds like a horrible idea.
I think it's a fantastic idea. They had like 15 million people watch that show each week.
Oh, my God. Wrangler
owner says, what are you doing with to the Wrangler? Getting a larger car, because if all goes well, I'm going to need a larger car.
Well, here's the thing.
Are you putting on weight?
No.
It'll be very nice if you do need a larger car. I don't want to jinx nothing, but it'd be very awesome. Yes. But I mean, just keep the Wranglers, have like a backup car, you know, keep it for those special occasions. I would
love to, but the only problem is I don't have a garage. I don't have a place to put it. Okay. I have a driveway. I put the driveway in and I bought the house and it's
leave it. Jay has plenty of room in his driveway.
Yeah, you can just drive it down here. Keep it here. That's fine.
No, I wouldn't let you drive my Wrangler.
I wouldn't let you touch my Wrangler.
Yeah, it's a Jeep Wrangler Unlimited. Yeah, it's a great call if I want to have the exact opposite of not having a car payment.
What year is it?
Mine is an 05.
05, okay. That's
yeah.
8 years old. 13 years
it's
old.
Actually 13,
years,
but...
13 years old, yeah.
Good math there. Eight years old.
8 years old. I was trying to remember what year it was.
Yeah,
I don't even know what day it is.
Okay. I bought it 3 years ago with just short of 100,000 miles on it, and it...
How many miles do you have it on now?
We lost him again.
The model.
Oh, this is Mike.
Mike went out. Chris.
No, you're good. You're good. I heard you. Now.
So,
heard you.
So the third person with technical problems that wasn't named Jack. Just saying.
Chris, it worked for like half a second when you tilted.
Ed Smith said, "Chris and his Wrangler jeans."
He's got Wrangler mom jeans.
It's on. it's the U cut giving you the space you need.
It's Chrysler's listening in right now, and that's what they're doing. He's like, when as soon as he's like, getting rid of the Wrangler, no, not gonna happen.
You got to keep the Wrangler.
In all fairness, if it's a Chrysler, you're going to have to get rid of it whether you want to or not about
this. However,
miles. There you go.
The year Jeep that I have, the model Jeep I have, is one of the last of the good ones. I've got this straight six engine that will last forever.
How many miles on it?
147,000.
The engine will last a while. That transmission, though.
So that is a Daimler, Chrysler, Mercedes transmission.
So when you're ready to get rid of it, we can give it a patron's giveaway.
Yeah. A Mercedes.
There you go.
No, dude. I can sell that thing for like 10 grand right now.
There's someone being selfish again.
Maybe not 10 grand.
Sorry, patrons.
8 grand.
I tried.
Yeah, I remember 8 with that kind of mileage on it. Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing about the my particular Jeep is it's so, I mean, like many are, it's so like modifiable. So people like Jeep enthusiasts will go out and spend 5 to 10 grand on a Jeep that they can just beat the hell out of or throw modifications on or do a lot of work to. But my particular Jeep, the engine is a much sought after engine. So
we had a Jeep Cherokee and everyone kept telling us when it hits 100,000 miles, transmission is going to go, whatever. I think it was 100,001 mile.
Yeah.
Transmission went. Just like and then we traded
you had
in
the Cherokee, not the Wrangler.
I said the Cherokee, but then we traded in on my truck that Jay destroyed.
What year is it?
It was
it's a
98, 97. I think 98, 97.
It was a straight six.
It was nice up until 100,000 miles.
An AMC engine. That should have lasted a long time.
Nope, it died right.
The engine was fine. The tranny died.
The tranny just, and then we were able to trade in for $5,000 to get towards the truck. So.
So, Boston, I will buy your Jeep from you for $4,000.
I will tell you to go fuck yourself.
I will give you $4,000
cash
and the complete series of Two Broke Girls
on DVD.
No, I was going to say no. No, I was going to VHS.
HD DVD, and you got a deal.
All right, I think that's a good place to close it out. I want to thank our patrons, the people that are listening or watching this live right now, especially Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Molly the Millennial, and Ed the Letter Carrier. Thank you very much. Thank you to all of our patrons.
Ed is in the chat.
Ed is in the house. Full list on jandjack.com. If I guess everybody listening to this is a patron, but bring your friends into the fold. Like we said, next Ramblecast is going to be a lot of fun, a lot of things to be talking about. Hopefully Nick has some more life experiences to share with us next time.
I had nothing going on. Yeah, Rene Russo just
I'm kind of disappointed. Again, Nick's like going to a concert or he has a date or, you know.
It's literally been about 2 weeks since we recorded.
I know.
Yeah. Well, what did I do? Yeah, I got locked in, trapped in to downtown LA last weekend, and this weekend I went to the movies, and that's it. So
I went to an Aztec game.
I've had a cold for like a week and a half, so that's another reason why.
I've been fighting it.
Yeah, I've been the airborne gummies. I've been just down in those. I'm trying to stay healthy and rested, so I'm ready to go once it's baby time.
Yeah, we realized we had our phone on silent last night and said, you know, if Jay had called us to come watch Zach, we wouldn't have been able to hear it.
Okay, please turn that on because are our only option.
Yeah, we have it now. We'll be there in a few minutes.
Mike and Jess and I all this morning thought Colleen might be having it because usually there's like a big mass text going on in the morning and Colleen didn't write to us at all for like 4 hours. We're like, wow,
how selfish is she?
No, it's just because like we were saying stuff like to her, she didn't respond. So we're like, oh crap, this is it. Colleen's having the baby.
Maybe she just got tired of you guys.
Maybe.
Jess was on.
Now, right? I'm looking at Colleen. She's very angry right now, and I understand that she's 39 weeks pregnant, very emotional, upset. But I was talking about Nick not having any life experiences. I know that I'm going to have a great life experience.
I'm pretty sure it was you who were talking about yourself.
No, I was not. I was saying.
I'm going to call bullshit. That's not what he said, Colleen.
No, I did. I said,
I'm sorry. Colleen, I remember the whole scene from
TV. I even previewed. I said
classic backtracking.
No. I said
I need that. I can't have a new roof because that's where I get away from everybody in my family.
He was going to sacrifice your green power needs and not get a solar panels because he can have his own me time away from his family. Yeah.
He goes,
on
it's the
roof.
Only place I had a basement. I got Tron game.
Check the tape.
That would have worked. Nope. I have to go on the roof to get away from my kid who paints with shit.
Check the tape.
My wife who just won't have that kid.
So, see, Drake said Jay doesn't want to sleep downstairs. Actually, and Colleen said, I prefer to sleep downstairs. It's quiet. I don't have a wife and a son that's hogging my bed. It's perfect. Mm-hmm. I'm all for, like, I can go back to the 50s, have my own bed. I am for that situation.
So you're Rob Petrie.
Who's that? I don't know.
Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I was like, Petrie.
I've actually heard that's kind of a trend nowadays is getting the two twins and putting them together.
Oh, what I would do to have my own bed. I am not kidding.
Speaking of my own bed, I am going to be in it in the next 10 minutes.
I was in California and I was sleeping on a futon with my wife. Mm. And my wife hogs the covers. I literally was freezing. So I was sleeping with a hoodie and two pairs of sweatpants and just to stay warm in San Diego. But she go, what's the problem? I go, you take the blankets. And she does the same thing. She goes, she puts the sheets all nice and neat on the bed every morning, every night. And she blames me the next day when it's all.
Now we have our own blankets. We have our own blankets. But even then, the problem is Colleen she's a little woman and she takes up the whole damn bed.
Well, that's what we used to have. We used to have our own comforter and she threw mine out.
After
she goes, well, I want to be under the same comforter. I go, but we're not. You take the whole thing.
But yeah, it's just I would much rather.
I can't go on my roof to get away from it because it's too dangerous.
And the problem, too, is that Colleen, she likes to resolve the fights. She's like, don't go to bed angry. I'm like, no, be mad at me. Send me to the couch or something. that'd be better.
I agree with Colleen. You don't want to go to bed angry because I've said before. I could die tonight.
No, I prefer, I'd much, because then I forget about it in the morning and then I'm fine, but Colleen doesn't, so.
I don't forget about arguments 10 years from ago.
Anyway, all right, bye guys. We'll see you next time. Hasta luego and
like
goodbye.
If you'd like to become a patron, Amazon.
I already did that, didn't I?
No.
It's all there. All right, bye. See you later.
JaneJack.com.
/Amazon.
Yay! And this is go to JaneJack.com. It's all there. Everything's there.
All right. Bye.
Bye.